In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
Welcome back, storytellers, to the Garlic Marketing Show. Ian Garlic here, and our guest today is going to talk performance and LinkedIn and marketing and all these awesome things. He's a former performance coach in the NHL and now runs Own It, performance management coaching, high performance for entrepreneurs. I'll let him describe it a little bit better. But before we get into Justin's story and his teachings, remember this is brought to you by storycruise.com, the ultimate resource for finding videographers and editors that know marketing. And you find lots of video strategies, marketing strategies on storycruise.com. All right, Justin Rothling Schoeffer.
I love it. Like we talked about, just rolls right off the tongue.
Rolls off the tongue. Justin, thanks for being on the show. Super excited to talk to you about all stuff LinkedIn, all stuff you're doing with Instagram. But first, let's get a little quick highlight of your story. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing now and how you got there.
Yeah, so it's a long road from Northwest Canada down to Southwest Florida, where I currently am. I think that's literally the furthest distance you could draw in a straight line across the continent. But yeah, I grew up in Canada, played hockey, came down on a scholarship, and really never left. Worked my way up to performance director at the national hockey level and had a great career in. I ended up waking up one day and it just wasn't fulfilling. I was just left empty and was trying to figure out what was next. And I happened to stumble upon, when I was in Anaheim, between Anaheim and San Diego, some real powerful entrepreneurs that I started to do some performance work with. And I absolutely loved it. And that was also the same time that I just happened to meet Craig Ballantyne at one of his retreats that he was having. I just happened to go down to San Diego. I saw a little ad for it and I was like, what's this? So I contacted him on Instagram, met him at a coffee shop in between his talk. We spoke, and we'll put that on the back burner for now because that was it. That's where it stopped. I didn't go to the retreat. I didn't do anything. And I left, went and did my thing. And at Christmas, I got fired. The Ducks gassed our entire staff and I was kind of left like, oh my God, what am I doing? Went up to New York City, where my better half is, and we were doing long distance for about 2.5 years. And I had a major passion to work with high-performing individuals, specifically entrepreneurs and executives, to maximize their performance, utilizing the same tactics and strategies that I was using with my NHL guys for the past 6, 7, 8 years. And the results were amazing. And they didn't start that way in terms of getting clients. It was always just, this is so interesting, but how do I get more leads? How do I generate all that? And being in the league, I had never learned any of these things. And so I failed. I spent damn near 6 figures on coaches that were throwing me down different ways. And ultimately, I know I'm digressing, but Own It in and of itself right now is a high performance company that teaches executives and entrepreneurs ways in which to master their wellness so that they can perform at the highest level possible utilizing data backed metrics. And since going to New York City, my better half, who is a executive at a luxury fashion company, has come over and does all the mindset, business leadership, and communication coaching within it. And so we've now melded the two together to be able to maximize the performance, but also maximize that work-life rhythm and execute on the highest level possible. And it's been incredible the way that we've been able to impact people really around the globe.
Love it. And it's really cool. I mean, coaching is super important. It is tough to find a good coach, but you got to find one. So, you know, I want to ask you about that because I think everyone needs a coach. You know, you think about it, there's no high performer out there that doesn't have multiple coaches. And people are like, well, why should I pay for coaching? I'm like, well, let's look at the best people in any industry. They have a coach. And if you think business people don't have a coach, they have mentors. Every single one of them will tell about a coach or a mentor. But what did you learn about finding a coach for your marketing? What did it require? I mean, you had Craig, who's awesome. And I love that, you know, you're successful with him because he's been on the show multiple times because he's the real deal. But what, you know, getting to him, what did you find about not who to trust and who not to trust? How did you learn to decide that?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I made a ton of mistakes. And just like everybody in this space, and I'll kind of finish up that story that I was talking about when I just met Craig at the coffee shop when I was still coaching and in the league. And we met and that was it. I was like, you know what a great guy, but it doesn't really fit with anything I'm doing right now. And as soon as I got to New York City, I was panicking a little bit. I was like, what do I do? How do I get this out to people? I don't know how to get it out to people. So I went and I just started looking up marketing coaches, and it would bring up like a lot of different therapists. It would bring up a lot of online courses. So I was like, okay, I'll choose this one. And I just randomly chose stuff. And lo and behold, about six figures later, I had made about $8,000. And I was like, awesome, $92,000 investment. I could have put that somewhere else and probably at least made at least 8%. And then instead I traded it for 8K. And so at that point I was like, just something went off in my head and it was Craig. And so I reached back out to him, and that same day I got on a call and ended up after a lot of trust, a lot of like, how do I do this? I went along and hopped right in with him, and it was great because he helped teach me a place to start and to stay focused in one area. And as I started to learn some of his Instagram tactics and his social selling system and some of those things, it started to give me confidence, started to really work. But it was still really slow. And I was like, God, I'm not great at this, because at this time, like I said, I still only had about 250 followers on Instagram. I didn't know how to really do Instagram at all. I wasn't like in the league. When you're a part of a team, you're a part of a team. You're not an individual. And you'll hear that from a lot of people. Brett Bartholomew is a great guy that talks about it. Where if you're working for a team, you're almost shunned if you start talking about yourself or marketing yourself and what you're doing. And so I'd never done that before. And all of a sudden I started to put some time and effort into this, and it became my obsession. Is okay, how can I grow this? How can I get this message out there? And I just knew it was my duty. And so I ran into the book by John Berardi, Unlocking Your Purpose, or The Power of Purpose, or something to that level. I'm butchering that. But it talked in there about, what is your superpower? What do you do that is so unique? What do you do that is so different, that is special to you? And it was my relationship with people, it was communication, and it was empathy. And I was like, okay, so I communicate and build relationships with people really well. I wonder if I can capitalize on that. And lo and behold, as the Secret would have it, if you're into The Secret, or into manifesting things, or whatever it might be, that afternoon I listened to a podcast with David Bayer, and it was talking about how your mind sees things in certain ways. And if you are so focused on that and you truly believe it, that you can make them happen. But there needs to be massive action taken. So I was like, okay, this is good. Like, I get it. How can I get in front of people? How can I talk to people? Does that really work in marketing? Well, as we talked about, I listened to the podcast, and thank God for the Instagram algorithm, up popped this ad of David Bayer that afternoon. And I clicked on it, and it was his free webinar as to how to grow your business. And so I clicked on it, and lo and behold, he goes, no ads, no funnels, no this, no that. You don't need any of that. And I was like, oh, really? Tell that to the other 50,000 people that I've worked with already. and put all this money into, like, I've got a ton of ownership in cyberspace somewhere. And he goes, all you need is to get in rooms and do presentations. I was like, wow. So I put A and B and C together. So I'm really good at building relationships. I can talk pretty well. I've got this marketing thing this product that I really want to get out to people. I can start doing this. So I started to build it. And all of a sudden got in front of one corporation, then two, then three, then four. Then I started going around literally door to door in New York City at different luxury high rises and presenting to the people that live there. Well, business started to go up and up and up and up and up and up and up. And all of a sudden I was like, wow, I'm not spending a thing on marketing, just my time. And away we go. And so I was like, I wonder how I can start to scale this. And so I started looking at LinkedIn. And LinkedIn all of a sudden became this massive platform that had a lot of my people, a lot of the people who are of a little bit more of a professional nature that are entrepreneurs, executives, and are looking for these types of performance measures. And I was suddenly able to start doing it at scale. And instead of pitching them, like throwing them a pitch right down their throat saying, hey, I can help you, blah, blah, blah. It's just, hey, can we have a conversation? And it's amazing how many people are just willing to have a conversation with you. And when you're coming wanting to not just help them, but their team, their company, their corporation, and doing so from without asking for anything, I'm not asking for you to pay me. I'm not asking, but can I just come and can I talk? Can I bring some value in some way? Can I give you something? I've got copious amounts of data. I've got copious amounts of information. I can send you my book, whatever it is. Where can we start this relationship? And lo and behold, it grew to something where I was constantly on the go, and it grew organically where I didn't need to spend money on funnels and do things traditionally. It was very non-traditional in a way in which all of a sudden seemed so obvious, but with the way the world has gone and the way that marketing has gone, it's not spoken about. And so just by chance, I happened to figure out these ways of doing things that were so off the beaten path that just happened to have success for me.
Love it. Love it. And so you start, I want to get a little into what you did with LinkedIn, but you know, before we do that, can you get a little deeper with Own It? Tell me exactly what it is, how it works, who should be coming to it.
Completely. So with Own It, we work with executives and entrepreneurs, and the types of people that are coming to us are people who we have usually three types of people. One, who have spent their entire lives building a business, building a company that has become very successful. And they've kind of, I don't want to say sold their soul to the devil, but really kind of invested every part of themselves into it and haven't given that time for themselves. And so they're tired, their relationships may be on the fritz, they are overweight, they're exhausted, and they need a better way to do things. And so that's one person that we work with. The other person is somebody who feels like they've tried everything and they can't lose weight, they can't gain the energy, they have kids running around at home, they are trying to manage the business and the home life, and it's just not working. And they've tried every fad diet, they've gotten on every challenge, they've had every personal trainer in the book, and they just cannot sustainably lose the weight and feel good. And the third is somebody who's running a company that is looking to maximize the performance of their company, especially now, while people are working from home remotely. And so what we do is utilizing the technology and the practices that I implemented on my guys playing, I track three things: recovery, sleep, and physical output. So, which is measured through heart rate, HRV, and blood pressure. And so by doing that, we're all of a sudden able to quantify how much movement you're doing in a day, how much activity you're doing, whether you're recovering well, whether you're not recovering well, and whether you're sleeping or not sleeping. And so by doing that, from there, we can start to, and through the app, we start to do programming for you that's individual to you. But if you want to use a gym, great. You want to do it from home, great. You have minimal equipment, great. We tailor it all to you. And it's not something that is so rigid. This is, I think, what's very unique and different, and why own it is such an appropriate word, is we want you to own your wellness practices, but we want to build the habit of getting into something. I would rather you be better at something than inconsistently perfect, because better will win all the time.
Yep.
If we can be consistent at better rather than inconsistent at perfect, you're going to win every single time. And so we give you five options every day. It's yoga, meditation, live workouts, programmed workouts, or core. And it's simply based on the recovery scores that you're getting on a day-to-day basis. So you could be doing a 10-minute meditation. That's all you need to do that day. You could be doing a 15-minute yoga practice. That's all you need to do. And it's all determined by the recovery that you're getting every night. But you're knowing that you're getting active and doing something specifically for you. And then the same thing comes over to the nutritional side, is we take a look at your macros, your calories in, your calories out, all of those things. But we take it a step further and we start to teach you habits. So if you have that pizza party with your kids on Thursday afternoon, you can have that pizza, no problem. You want to have that burger on Friday night at the cookout with the whole family, no problem. You want to go and have that popsicle, which that's a part of my shtick, is I have a popsicle everywhere. You want to have that on a hot summer's day, no problem. Because it's all about portion sizing. So I break all of your macros down to say, Ian, you would need 5 portions of protein, 4 portions of carbohydrate, 4 portions of fat, and 8 servings of vegetables a day. That's what you need. You can use whatever you want to get there. If you want to have 5 hot dogs in order to get your 5 protein sources, are they the best? No, but we're allowing that level of flexibility to be able to get into that habit of portion sizing, portion control. And again, we're going for consistency. It's not perfection. People confuse it all the time, thinking they can eat keto and wonder why they can't lose weight on it. Well, you're just consuming too many calories. Fat is great, but you're eating too much of it. Carbs don't make you fat. Too many carbs make you fat. Protein doesn't make you fat. Too much protein makes you fat. It's that finding that balance and that routine for you. So that's what we do in that sense. And then the messaging that we're really about is that it's all about self-love. It's all about loving who you are, being kind to yourself, being kind to those around you, having that massive level of empathy so that you can come back to it at the beginning of the day and know that the consistency that you're bringing today is the best that you have today. And we're not striving for perfection, because perfection doesn't exist. And we want to be truly authentic to who we are at our core. And that's what Elise and I and our team bring to you on a day-to-day basis. And I think the coolest thing is how we foster community, because we go live with Elise and I on workouts 4 days a week. And we have anywhere from 40 to 200 people live doing the workouts with us. And then we record them, and then the whole community has access to them later on as well. So it's a very engaging community. And that's only on the physical side. Then on the business side, Elise works with all of these people on their inner blocks, on the mindset, on relationship building, communication, showing up on a day-to-day basis. And then that's on the individual level. And then from the executive level, working with the teams, especially remotely, we're able to now really do that team building, that team bonding, how to create that culture that you're really looking for and truly helping you as a team and a company own it. And the more that we work remotely, the more something virtual like this is a corporate wellness routine has really stepped up. We just had a really cool, I'll give this last example to then we'll move on, but we had one company that took a look at this and they said, okay, we want to make sure that you're maximizing your performance for us on a day-to-day basis, but also that your health and wellness is being looked after. So what they did was if somebody got the required amount of sleep and their recovery level 25 days out of 30, so about 80% of the time in the month, they got an extra paid day of PTO. So it motivated them to get the proper amount of sleep, recover the right way, do what was necessary for them so that ultimately they could wake up, perform at their best, whether they were working at home or coming into the office. But then at the end of the day, ultimately it was an incentive for them because they get that paid day of PTO. And so it was amazing to see that over the course of 3 months, how the morale of the company completely changed, how the performance completely changed, even through this whole pandemic that we're suffering through. And then Elise would do weekly team things with them. And it's amazing. It's really cool to see what's happening.
Very cool. So, you know, it's funny you say that because all things you're talking about with the empathy and the habits and the lack of perfection, those are the same things that you need to have great marketing. It's like you need to have those marketing habits. You need to have high empathy. You need to go in there caring about people and just go and do your best every day and perform at your best, but not worry about perfection. I think that's what stops a lot of people. Same thing that stops them from being healthy is the same thing that stops them from doing great marketing. So you tell me a little bit about the results that you've gotten in your business. And then I want to know about some of your marketing habits and show me what you're doing on LinkedIn.
Yeah, absolutely. So for myself and Elise, we started, to be honest, we started at nothing. It was $0 in, $0 out. We invested a bunch into the coaches that we really got nowhere from. So we were operating from the red. And slowly, as we started to do the organic outreach through LinkedIn and through these presentations, in 6 months, we built we hit six figures 3 months in. And then every month thereafter, for the last four, we doubled. And so we've got a multiple six-figure business now, all within the past year. And it has not come with a lot of heartache and growth and like I said, these coaches that have been imperative in helping us get here, but really leveraging the relationship side, really leveraging that presentation side, getting out and speaking to people and connecting. It has been absolutely massive and life-changing for both Elise and I and the company.
Nice. I love it. So what are the key things that you're doing on a daily basis to get to the six figures, to double on this routine basis, to have a multiple six figure business in less than a year or in a year?
Totally. So the first thing, which we could not have done without Elise, was organization within the company. Being able to have systems down in place so that we don't have to do things ourselves. We could automate a lot of the back end, automate a lot of the fulfillment, automate a lot of the onboarding processes, automating a lot of the scheduling, all of that stuff and getting that done. And Elise was imperative in helping us get that set up. So organization is one. Two is our outreach, which LinkedIn has been a game saver, where we have a certain target, certain niche that we've found that it really works well with. And we've got a system on the back end set up that is outreaching to a bunch of our target audiences. And it's reaching out to them in a very unique way. Again, like I said, it's not sending out an invite and saying, hey, great to connect with you. I want to talk to you about this. It's just very friendly. Hey, great to be in your network. Glad we're connected. And you get these different connections. And so within this group, we send three follow-ups to this one person. And if So say you reach out to 100 people in one day, 100 people every single day, and they're all getting this intro message. Then the next day, if they haven't reached back out to you and said and started a conversation, they'll go back through that second message. And then they'll go back through that third message if they haven't outreached. And if they haven't outreached after the third message, they just get pushed off the list. No problem, no harm, no foul. Move on to the next. But the moment that somebody answers, so it's like compound interest. It's like at the bank. If you start early and you put a dollar in, do you want to have a dollar that compounds over the course of 80 years, or do you want $500 on that compounds over 10 years? And so when you're sitting here and you have these 100 people going in every day, well, lo and behold, the first half of my morning, I designate the first probably 2 hours of my morning to just start getting into that inbox and messaging the people that are reaching back out and taking them through. And again, the biggest thing is for me is I'm sending not an automated message, but something that's truly personal to them. Hey, Ian, it's great to meet you. I love Florida. I love Orlando, especially. I was there last week. How's the weather with the storm coming in? Well, that's not something that's getting sent by a bot. That is something that's unique, personal to you. And so from the people that's connected, that's reached out, you know they're talking, you know they're interested to some level in having a connection. Well, now you send them that message, and my return rate is about 98%. I'm not going to say 100 because but your return rate's 98%. Well, now every single day, you now have conversations happening anywhere from 100 to 200 a day I've got that are nurturing on. And from there, you then get them set up into either A, talk to them on a Zoom call, or if they're an individual, or B, talk to them in a company setting where you can present to their company. And from there, you can either bring them on as a corporate client where they want to do this for their entire company, or B, individual employees or associates or whatever type of company you're working with can work with you individually as well and say, hey, I want to do this for myself, or I want to do this with my family, or I want to do this with somebody, a family member, whatever it may be. And something that Elise instituted into the company for referrals, which was amazing. And I didn't even think about this, but another type of marketing thing is any client that we have, if they bring us another client or if they refer somebody, we give them a free month of their membership. And so what they do is they're basically saving an entire month. We've got people that haven't paid us for a year because they paid for the first month and then they brought us one new person every month. And it's just, okay, we love that. And obviously they love it too, because they're getting everything for free. So it goes right back to it where none of it's ads, none of it's funnels, none of it's this fancy thing you have to continue to put work into or money into that work's a bad word, but anything you have to put money into to hope people are going to come to you. It's like just plug the slot machine and pull the lever, pull the slot, plug the slot machine, pull the lever, hope that you get three cherries in a row. It's all relationship-based. It's all working with people. It's all communicating and talking. And it all comes back to, like Craig says, is bringing value to people and having something that people want, and giving them one of the three, the big three. It's sex, weight loss, or money. And we tap on at least two of those directly, but maybe the third indirectly. but that's, I think, one of the things is that all of a sudden when you connect with people and you have that ability to constantly be speaking at this level that really hits home and really connects with them, it's been really, really cool to see.
Nice. Love it. That is super exciting. I mean, that's a great LinkedIn strategy. It's simple, but it works. And that's the key, is bringing value, being personalized, that hyper-personalization. I've seen it over and over and over again. It's like right now in this age, people need more connection. They need hyper-personalization, especially online, because there's so much more stuff online now, and we're all only online for the most part. That's fantastic. So what's next? You've got to be adding something else into the mix. What's next on your marketing mix for this?
Yeah. So to what we're really starting to do now is because we had, we would do live retreats before. And so we would do them in Mont-Tremblant, Quebec. We'd do them in Palm Springs. We'd do them in Lake Tahoe. So we're kind of, it's like three very exquisite, like nice luxury type places that are, you have to travel to get to off the beaten path. And obviously now we can't do those. And so what we're trying to do now is set something up that's so unique virtually where it's not only just a place where people can learn, but they can start to establish these wellness habits in the comfort of their own home. Because a lot of times people will go away to these retreats and they'll be there and they'll be just immersed in this new home, in this new environment, and they'll love it. I can cook a certain way. I can get up and do meditation, or I can get up and get my high quality work done and then get my workout in, whatever it may be. But they get home and everything's gone. Everything I just learned, I can't remember because they've established so many habits in their environment that they're in. So what we're going to do is we're going to put on these free retreats that will bring people together, help establish these habits over the course of a 2-day event. And then obviously get them into some type of programming. So retreats is our next one, and that will bring people into. And obviously anything that is free like that is if somebody's going to invest the time, we're willing to invest the time with them as well. So that's definitely what we're looking at there. And the next thing that we're doing, which is very cool, that I want to talk to you about after, because I think I'd like to involve your team potentially, is Elise and I will be doing a trip around the country, visiting every single state in a certain amount of days and doing a live workout at a unique monument of wherever we are, and really involving, again, the community, involving the people, involving our clientele, because they'll be doing the lives with us. And
very cool.
Yeah. So it's, and obviously sharing the message of empathy, consistency, showing up where you are, that you can travel, you can have this lifestyle, but still be well, still put yourself first and still maximize who you are as a person and have that higher level of human experience.
Love it. Love it. I mean, and that's all super important stuff across the board. It's so exciting to see so much success, especially for a good guy like yourself and, you know, generally out there helping people. So we can go check it out at justownit.co, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Justin. And you can connect with Justin on LinkedIn. We're going to have how to spell his name, Rothling Chofer, down below. But I'm sure if you start just spelling it, he'll eventually show up. There can't be too many of you out there, can there?
No, don't go to PayPal because they've got, for some reason, there's 4 accounts of me and none of them are mine.
Okay. Yeah. So don't send them any money via PayPal. Go to LinkedIn. but Justin, yeah. And, you know, we talked about Craig Ballantyne. He's been on the show several times. Actually, he's been on the show the most of any guest because he's so rocking it. We're going to put the links down below to Craig's, where he talks about his story selling system. Also, David Baer is a good friend of mine. He was on. We're going to put a link to his show down below so you guys can check it out. And also a link to Justin. So make sure to, you know, connect with him on LinkedIn. But Justin, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, Ian, thank you so much for having me. It's always always a pleasure. I've followed your stuff for a long time and you put out such great content. It's I hate the word value because it's so overused, but you're truly just impacting a lot of people in a lot of ways, whether you know it or not. So
I appreciate that. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you. And thank you all for listening, watching, wherever you are reading this. I don't know. But it's been, thanks for listening to Justin and I taking us on your journey. This has been Ian Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show. Video. You know, it'll make you an authority. You know, it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? StoryCruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow I and Garlic on Facebook.